Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
You know, we talked a lot during the legislative session about, you know, one piece of legislation that I'm not a Republican, I'm not a Democrat, and I'm not anti-union. But I didn't understand why the unemployment benefits should be extended to union folks who go on strike. It just didn't make a lot of sense to me for those funds to be used for that reason. And striking is, you have a job and you're voluntarily making the decision to walk out of that job. Now, your issues with your contract or your compensation or what have you may be legitimate, but that's not the point. And we did have a couple of legislators come on, you know, on the other side to sort of tell us why they supported it. And the governor, of course, a Democrat and not necessarily anti-union, vetoed it for the second time, actually. And I was like, a part of me was like, why are we spending time on something the governor's going to veto? And there's so many other bills that we could focus on. And then, you know, Megan Portfolio at the Yankee Institute wrote a really interesting piece recently that I wanted to talk about. So she graciously coming on the program. And the headline is SEIU wants unemployment for strikers while blowing cash on billboards. Megan, good morning. How are you?
Hey, good morning. I'm doing great. I'm on vacation.
Oh, any place fun? Or just a home?
I went up to Niagara Falls. I'm headed back for the 7-hour drive back to the state of Connecticut in a little bit.
Yay. Yay. Well, it's great. Would you go on the U.S. side or the Canadian side?
I went on the U.S. side.
Yeah.
Beautiful. Very beautiful. I recommend it.
I've only been there once. Yeah, our executive producer, Joey, sings its praises as well. You know, from where you sit, stand, or what have you, Why do unions think that the unemployment fund should support striking workers? Like, what justifications have you heard for this?
I mean, there's no justification for it. I mean, there's three things that you need to have in order to qualify for unemployment, and that's that you're available to work, you're able to work, and that you're actively looking for work. And if you don't fulfill those three requirements, you're not eligible for unemployment insurance. So the unions want to essentially rewrite the definition for it. It's just easier for them. Why? I mean, they have strike funds. They're not legally required to, but they have them. And SEIU did actually have one. According to their federal filings, they had almost $900,000 in their strike fund back in 2023 when healthcare providers went on strike. And what I noticed when I pulled their federal filings was they did have the strike fund, which it looked like they did, pay out to their workers or to their members. But they also spent six figures on billboards and all kinds of advertising in different newspapers, you know, basically advertising the strike. And I thought that was kind of funny. You're asking the employer to foot the bill for a strike, and you're asking the government to stick their thumb on the scale in favor of the unions while you're sitting on all this money. And they're actually, SEIU at the time was sitting on over $22 million in assets. They had about $9 million in cash on hand. So I don't know why they feel the need to come in and try to disrupt the entire unemployment system, you know, taking money away from those who actually lose their jobs through no fault of their own.
Yeah, and you have a lot of numbers, you know, in terms of the outlets where they did some advertising too, and the dollar figures. I mean, just real data points here. And if you go to yankeeinstitute.org, or if you just, I think you can just Google Megan Portfolio and Yankee Institute, and you'll get some information on. We're talking with Megan Portfolio from the Yankee Institute. What surprised you the most in terms of when you sort of lift it up.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
The HUD.
Well, I'm scrolling through the, I mean, it's real boring documents. So I'm scrolling through, and it was the billboards that kind of caught me. One of the billboard companies in the state, they spent $47,000, and then the other one, $40,000. I'm like, that's money that you could probably have helped your members out, you know, because you're not getting paid. So when you go on strike, and I'm not trying to belittle striking, it's a very, very difficult decision to make. I mean, especially if you have a family, I mean, you've bills to pay, you had to feed your family. So it's very stressful and it's a tough decision to make to go on strike. But your union that's encouraging you to go on strike is literally blowing money on billboards. I mean, and advertising in newspapers. I think they spent about almost $75,000 on Hearst Media advertising. Like, is that money well spent? I mean, if I was a union member, I'd be like, that's not really how I want my dues money spent. I want my dues spent on making sure I'm getting the best, you know, contract possible. And if we do have to go on strike, help us out on strike. But you're sitting on $22 million and you're giving us pennies. They actually, SEIU actually had a strike the previous year. They only had about $77,000 in their strike fund. And it was a smaller strike. But the workers who went to testify in favor of this bill, this unemployment for striking workers bill, the actual members, said, yeah, we got a little help from the union, but it really wasn't that much. But your union's sitting on $22 million. So I don't understand why that's not that much. And I don't understand why you think raiding the unemployment fund is the way to go. I mean, as a dues-paying member, you should know where your money is going. And I don't think a lot of members actually realize, you know, this information is out there. And I think it'd be very eye-opening to see how much, you know, their union is spending on just lobbying gifts, you know, nonsense billboards and not enough to help the actual members that are paying the dues and paying the salaries of the bosses. Because the bosses get paid during the strike. So all the union bosses you see in the newspaper with the headlines and the PR with their, you know, megaphones, they're all getting paid. They're all getting their six-figure salary, which is, you know, where your dues money is going. But,
well, I mean, I think that, listen, advertising and supporting in support of the union or a cause, no one's got a problem with that. But we're talking to the tune, if you take the TV and the digital and the billboard, we're talking hundreds of thousands of dollars. And so, I mean, I think the point is well taken. Real quick before we go, Megan, do you have a sense, do you have any idea if they're going to take this up again in another legislative session? Because they've passed it twice and it's been vetoed twice.
Yeah. Yes, the answer to that is 100% yes. I've been following this issue since 2021, and it comes through every year, and the unions are not happy that Governor Lamont vetoed it. And their friends in the General Assembly have even come out and said, like Martin Looney said, yeah, it's going to come out next year. We might tweak it a little bit. This year, it was after 2 weeks of being on strike, Senator Looney threw out possibly changing it to 4 years, but it still doesn't. You're still having people qualify for a system that they don't qualify for. But yes, it's 100% coming back. I've heard all the progressives talking about it. And I know Governor Lamont does not have an appetite for it, does not send a good message to the business world. Hey, companies, come to Connecticut. Oh, wait, if your workers want to go on strike, we're just going to intervene and get involved in it and pay them so the strikes can last longer. I mean, that just doesn't send a great message to, you know, out-of-state employers who are thinking to come here.
And he said it's not what the fund's for. Megan, we got to run. What's good about the piece is that it's got data. And so you got a point, but you have something that backs up the point.
Well, thank you.
And I encourage people to go to yankeeinstitute.org and give it a look. Have a great day.
Again,
safe travels back
too.
From New York.
All right. Thank you.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.